Study 1. Brain Activity During a Mystical Experience. Only something extraordinary could entice the Carmelite nuns of Montreal to break their vow of silence and venture out of the cloister. They have joined forces with science to look for a concrete sign from God inside the human brain. Anne McElroy, The Globe and Mail. In Study 1, we scanned the nuns with fMRI to determine which areas of the brain were active during a mystical experience. The main goal of this study was to test the hypothesis that there is a God module in the temporal lobes, as some researchers have proposed. The 15 nuns were scanned while they recalled and relived their most significant mystical experience, mystical condition, as well as their most intense state of union with another human, control condition, ever felt as members of the Carmelite order. We also scanned the nuns during a baseline condition, a normal, restful state, to measure brain activity during a normal state of consciousness. In all conditions, eyes were closed. Why bother with a control state, that is, a state that is not spiritual? The reason is that fMRI, which is related to the level of blood oxygenation in the brain, is not very sensitive with respect to the qualitative differences between various types of states and experiences. Indeed, as we have seen, some have argued that RSMEs are simply emotional experiences and nothing more. Distinguishing in a definitive way between two kinds of states and experiences would be useful. No, it won't tell us whether God exists, but it may help us determine whether people who have mystical experiences enter a state of altered consciousness that is mostly related to emotion. Or could it be something else? Thus, we ask subjects to experience different states that involve cognitive processing or emotion, so we can be sure that we are identifying a significant pattern. In the same way, when neuroscientists study vision, they may ask their subjects to look at a dot for the control condition and a more complex geometrical pattern for the experimental condition. In other words, we wanted to be sure that we were distinguishing a specific mental state rather than just any mental state that involves a lot of brain activity. Study 2. The Neuroelectrical Correlates of Mystical Union. The same nuns participated in Study 2, and we used the same three experimental conditions, mystical, control, and baseline. But this time we recorded brainwaves using qEEG. We asked the nuns to sit inside an isolation chamber, a small, dark, soundproof room. In other words, they were totally isolated both acoustically and electromagnetically, apart from an infrared camera that enables us to observe the subject continually.